As part of its Engage Arkansas initiative, which aims to re-engage students who have struggled to adjust to shifts in learning during the pandemic, the Arkansas Department of Education has launched a statewide community resources portal. Missy Wally, who is the director of special projects at ADE, says this is another way to remove any barriers standing in the way of a student's education.
And as we were going through that process, we realized, you know, we really need a resource because so many of these wraparound services are provided at schools. And when students are virtual, it's hard to get these wraparound services to them. So this is just another avenue for parents to be able to access the wraparound services that are offered in their community.
Wally says ADE also found that access to technology wasn't usually the problem. Instead, many students and parents had a problem understanding how to use it or didn't have reliable access to the internet.
So that's really where it started, was I may not have Wi-Fi or I may need some instructions on how to use technology. So we were reaching out to the community and saying, where can they go, maybe to a faith-based organization and access your Wi-Fi or have a place to work on that. And it just, one thing led to another, and we just started adding resources.
Now, Wally says the portal includes nearly 2,000 organizations and 32 different categories of community services.
It offers things such as abuse and neglect for food pantries, free and low-cost dental services, legal services, medical services, clothing assistance, counseling, mental health services, transportation assistance, libraries, military resources, housing assistance, homeless shelters. There's several categories as part of the resource, and really it's growing every day.
Services can be filtered by region, by county, and by category. Wally says community organizations that want to be added to the list can submit an application on the portal website and will be included once the ADE vets the information.
Families are suffering right now, and several students are having to work. So they're doing their school at night, virtual school at night. So any way that we can offer support to help remove some of those barriers, we're going to try to do that.
And the portal will remain up beyond the pandemic. There are two ways to access the service on the ADE website. One is to click the E at the top of the homepage, then select Engage Arkansas. The portal can also be found using the ADE Data Center. We've also put a link to the page at OzarksAtLarge.com. On Monday's Ozarks at Large, a conversation with retired General Wesley Clark.
You start by looking at the challenges that President Biden will face. And those challenges are both at home and abroad. They start with the pandemic, with a very high rate of unemployment. They continue with a very fractured group of people in politics in the United States. I think the people are more fractured than the, or less fractured than the politicians, to be honest with you. But the politicians are pretty hardcore going after each other. And then you have a series of challenges from abroad.
General Wesley Clark will speak to the University of Arkansas community virtually on Tuesday. On Monday's show, we'll talk to him about politics and what's next. That's on Monday's Ozarks at Large at noon and 7 on 91.3 KUAF.